This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So when you woke up this morning, Rich, did you have any idea that Kawhi Leonard would have a new favorite for his services?
Well, here's the thing.
Were you surprised when you saw who the favorite is?
I guess that's the thing.
Better question.
I'm glad you're putting it that way because that's how the headline reads. Toronto emerging as front runner for the services of Kawhi Leonard. I'm seeing that in some form or fashion almost everywhere. Actually, over the last like 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
And every time I click on it, it's the same thing. It's some bookie I've never heard of.
Odd Shark.
Oh, well, actually, it had been some unknown.
Okay.
But okay, so it's
Bet My Bookie.
There you go.
Yeah. Odd Shark kind of aggregated their
there
odds
you
and
go.
Tweeted it out. Yeah.
At Bet My Bookie, which. Yeah. You know,
how do you know it's not me?
Well, exactly. Who the hell we know who that is? Somebody had posted odds on where Kawhi Leonard would wind up, and somehow they'd made the Toronto Raptors the new favorite. I believe co-favorite with San Antonio.
Yeah,
is how it was, right?
No, well, it was originally. They were both plus 200.
Right.
And then the line moved.
Okay.
And the Raptors, as of this morning, about this morning or maybe late yesterday.
Yeah.
They moved to even money.
Which is a little out of left field.
The Raptors are 50, they're 50-50 to get him.
It's a little bit out of left field for them to zoom up like that, especially with the conversation being mostly about the Spurs, Lakers, and I'll throw in Celtics and Sixers as well. Beyond those four, there
Clippers
hasn't really
are in there too.
I'm sorry?
He's from the Clippers. I would put in there too.
Okay,
because he's from LA.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine. But the Raptors had not really been a prominent piece in the conversation.
Yeah,
and suddenly because of somebody putting out some odds, they are. And then the DeMar DeRozan thing, I think, has people jumping on that bandwagon a little bit because DeMar DeRozan, All-Star guard, Toronto Raptors. Apparently has wiped clean his Instagram account.
Ooh.
Which I've learned is something he's done before, so it's not
so
necessarily an indication of anything, but people are taking the timing of it as an indication that he may soon be part of a Kawhi Leonard trade.
So when you say wiped clean, is his account still up but it has no pictures on it
Correct.
Now?
Account
really?
Still up.
So it didn't go dark.
Everything's been deleted.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But again, like I said, from what I've read, he's done this before. So it may not be an indication of a whole lot.
Yeah.
But again, because of the timing right now with Kawhi Leonard in limbo and the Toronto Raptors being considered one of the players for Kawhi Leonard,
yeah,
anything like this is going to cause a reaction.
Yeah. Here's my thing with something like this. When all of a sudden some new team pops up, because what it looks like is, ooh, somebody knows something. I just go to Adrian Wojnarowski's Twitter account and see if he sent anything out yet about Toronto.
Right.
I've seen nothing from Woj. On Toronto being tied to Kawhi Leonard somehow.
That means something.
So I feel like there's not great value with even money on the Raptors. Until Adrian Wojnarowski tweets that there's any sort of undercurrent for Kawhi Leonard to become a Raptor, I will steer clear of that wave of information.
It's clearly the most intriguing ongoing drama in the NBA right now, what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. It might be nothing. You know, he's got a year left on his deal in San Antonio.
The Spurs are the number two team on that odds list to have his services heading into next year.
Yeah. Despite the reports, and there have been a lot of them, that he's quote-unquote done with the Spurs.
Yeah. What's he going to do, hold out? Not play?
Well, some would argue that's what he did last year.
I'm one of those people. Yeah. I feel strongly that Kawhi Leonard had – let me put it this way. Because I put it the way before, like that he was jaking an injury, and
you
I know
think
that
he could have played.
I think Kawhi Leonard had more than 9 games in him last year. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
I think
it's a pretty serious accusation.
I know it is.
Because that's a lot of money. That's fraud, essentially.
I think there have been guys who have kind of milked injuries before. I'm not saying he wasn't hurt, but I am saying that he could have played. You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying that the guy was. I'm not saying that he was going to his rehab up in New York, or he was going up to New York and he was just sitting there playing video games and cackling and twisting his mustache the whole time. But look, guys play hurt sometimes, and especially for teams that aspire to play at a championship level, guys get out there. I think a lot of guys, when they're headed to the playoffs, probably have a lot of nicks and bruises that we don't hear about. That's where I feel he might have been when you consider what the injury was. I think there's something to what Tony Parker said where he's like, man, my injury was 100 times worse and I'm back out on the floor. He shredded his quad. He tore his quad, and he was back out there playing. So I'm not going to 100% say, like Kawhi Leonard, like you're a faker. But if I were, again, goes back to the Sean Pendergast theory, if I were betting on it, I would bet that Kawhi Leonard could have played more basketball than he did last year.
Well, then if that's the case, then he's probably is done with San Antonio.
He may be.
I mean, if he went to that those lengths to make a point, it's hard envisioning all being forgiven and forgotten.
And that's why when people like insert Kawhi into these scenarios with all these teams, like he's LeBron or like he's, you know, like he's, I think skill-wise, he's a top five player in what he brings to the table.
He's a deserving max contract player.
Of course he is, especially when you consider some of the guys who get max contracts. There's no question about that. He's a super max deserving player. But when he gets inserted into these conversations with alongside LeBron or in other scenarios, and I go, man, do people just ignore kind of how things went here towards the end with San Antonio? Like, it was bad. Like
it was.
And Kawhi doesn't have that personality, Rich, where he's an extrovert. He's an alpha dog.
He's Duncan. He really is.
But Duncan, I think Duncan has more integrity than Kawhi. Did you see the stories?
But I'm talking about personality and.
But I think there's being quiet. You can be a quiet leader, but I don't think he's a quiet leader. I just think he's a quiet guy. When the Spurs went up to visit him in New York, did you see that story when we were on vacation last week?
Yeah.
They went up to visit him in New York, and he went and hid. He didn't want to meet with them. I mean, Tim Duncan would never do that. And I don't think the guys who we talk about being in a class of game changers in the league would conduct their business that way. You know, like that's DeAndre Jordan. You know what I mean? Like that's not LeBron James or, you know, Chris Paul or other guys we see. Like they confront the business side of things head on. The other thing, did you see these tweets that Mark Stein put up about Carmelo a little earlier today?
Well, I was just going to ask you because, you know, it feels like we've gotten some sort of daily speculation from a decent source with regard to Carmelo Anthony, and I hadn't seen anything yet today.
This is from Mark Stein. He says, a trade that could send Carmelo Anthony to Chicago with Cristiano Feliciano going to Oklahoma City, whoever that is, is now at least mathematically feasible. Check out a series of tweets from Albert Namad for the full salary cap explanation. One of the scenarios that Oklahoma City is working to try to cushion the blow a little bit as to how much they'll be responsible and on the hook for overall once this Melo thing is done, is to trade him as opposed to just cutting him and buying him out, is to trade him and then let the other team deal with the buyout of that contract, and then the Thunder would probably buy out whoever came back in the trade, but it would be for less money.
So if the Bulls buy him out, there's a wink and a nod that he's going to re-sign with the Bulls?
No, there's a wink and a nod that the Bulls would cut him loose just like...
Oh.
But Oklahoma City would staple some draft picks to him to let them go cut him.
Okay, so you benefit from the deal, you buy him out, he's back where we thought he'd be.
Free agent.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Rocket, he's going to wind up available to the league at some point here. Everybody knows that. Because Carmelo's got to approve these trades. He's got a no-trade clause.
And no one's going to honor the full amount of that deal.
No, even if he said, agreed to the trade, and then he got there and they changed it, nobody's going to change their mind. So this is what else Mark Stein says. The Thunder have been working all week to try to find a trade home for Anthony so they don't have to incur the considerable full cost of outright waiving him. One way or another, he's leaving OKC. In either scenario, here's the tweet for Rocket fans.
Okay.
In either scenario, after a complicated trade or going the simpler buyout route, Carmelo Anthony is widely expected to become a free agent, with the Rockets favored to sign Melo once he clears waivers.
Well, that's as expected,
I think.
So
they're the leader in the clubhouse right now. And
they should be. They have been, and I still think it's going to happen.
And I still like it.
I'm okay with it, absolutely.
I still like it. I started thinking, I brought up yesterday the 2015 Clippers series, and because I went back and watched it and remembered how much Josh Smith factored into that game six. And this is what I find weird, is that back then, if you remember in 2015, remember Josh Smith got cut loose by the Pistons right around Christmas time. Same thing as they were doing with Melo, just, you know, different contractual structure. You know, Josh Smith had a few years left, But the Pistons bought him out, stretched his contract out over a number of years, and he became a free agent. And the Rockets signed him to a minimum deal. And if you remember at that time, Rocket fans were like, oh, this is awesome. We got Josh Smith for the minimum. This is great. Carmelo Anthony right now is a better player than Josh Smith was 3 years ago, I think. I think he's got more to offer, especially
more
offensively.
More dependable scorer.
No question. And yet I feel like at least – I feel like Rocket fans are split, way more split on this than they were Josh Smith, just in terms of the turd factor with Melo, I guess.
There's no question about it. And I think that's –
which is weird to me.
As if we can assume –
you're
that
in an arms race right now.
Right. And there have been conversations, we know that, in Las Vegas. And if we can assume that Chris Paul and James Harden have had a conversation with Carmelo Anthony and discussed – what the parameters would be, then I don't think there's really a whole lot of concern. I feel like if he winds up in a Rocket uniform, that's already been taken care of. That conversation has already been has already taken place.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm, you know, I'm thinking more about the reaction from the fan base.
Yeah.
You know, there's no conversation that will have taken place with all those people who don't want. There's people who unconditionally don't want Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, as if he's essentially a cancer, a poison in that locker
room.
At any
price,
that will ruin everything.
That will dominate the basketball, that will ruin the mojo offensively, that's not going to put in any effort on the defensive side, that's going to be a thorn in Mike D'Antoni's side because he basically issued an ultimatum in New York a number of years ago. And I can't wrap my brain around the fact that do these people not realize that times change. People change.
Yes.
You have conversations.
Situations change.
Yeah. This is a different environment than the environments Melo's been playing in the last couple of years.
And if you don't mind, I'll make an attempt here to put a bow on this NBA segment with a quote from a year ago, a year and 4 days ago, when then Boston Celtics point guard Isaiah Thomas was an all-star.
Painful.
The quote he gave to CSN New England was this, quote, "I'm a max contract guy, so I deserve the max. We just got to continue to take care of business on the court and let the cards fall where they may. I'm happy for all the guards and all the other guys getting their money because they deserve it, but my time's coming." And here's the money quote. In reference to the Celtics, quote, "They know they've got to bring the Brinks truck out."
Wow.
Isaiah Thomas was a $100 million player a year ago at this time.
Yep, he was. Boy, the Celtics have got to feel so fortunate they dodged that bullet. Even healthy, I don't know that I would have felt good giving Isaiah Thomas that kind of money. Really good player, but I think he's...
almost 30 a game.
No, I know. I get that, Rich, but
like 29.8. He's a 30 a game guy at his height.
Yeah, he was, but that you got to keep in mind that Celtics team looked a lot different last year.
It did.
2 years ago than the team that they trotted out there last
year.
This
is true.
A lot of shots available for him. I feel like whoever was going to give him a max deal was going to have buyer's remorse pretty quickly.
Yes, and of course we have to mention that Isaiah Thomas signed with the Denver Nuggets today. 1 year, $2 million.
I don't know how players – I don't know how Isaiah
That's
Thomas –
That's no Brinks truck.
$2 million is a lot of money, but I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. That would be like with the lottery, Rich – you know, if the lottery is like six balls, don't ever give me a ticket that has five. I just want like three. I don't ever want to get close. Like parlays, when I hit seven out of seven games on an 18 parlay, I'm sick at my stomach.
Yeah.
That's kind of what that is.
At least he's getting
a couple million.
For those who don't know, Isaiah Thomas has had some debilitating hip injuries since that quote last summer and has had surgery to repair it. So he's hoping for a get-good year in Denver and then hopefully cash in after that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.